I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1334, Pointing at the Moon. It's easy to confuse talking about something, reading about something, listening to lectures about something, even checking out podcasts about something, with actually experiencing something. Part of the reason why this is so easy to do is because of the internet and even TV. We can quote-unquote experience something by observing it or reading about it. So Survivor, The Amazing Race are entertainment, but they're not our real-world experience. If we're not careful, we can replace a walk with God for simply pointing at the moon. T2G is about the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others right where we live. So it's not simply conceptual, it's actual. It's living it in our daily lives, asking the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life through us, and then to try to experience that. Ruth Haley Barton wrote, "A lot of our God talk is like the finger that points to the moon. The finger that points to the moon is not the moon. Pointing to the moon, talking about the moon, involving ourselves in study and explanation about how the light of the moon is generated is not the same thing as setting in moonlight, letting moon beams fall around us, illuminating what they will. It's not the same thing as noticing how everything is transformed in this numerous light. When we set in the light of the moon, we don't try to figure it out or explain it or force it to be anything other than what it is. We just enjoy setting in the midst of it. Our words about God are not the reality itself. They are only the finger pointing to the moon. In silence, we give in to the fact that our words can never contain God or adequately describe our experiences with God. When we give in to the exhaustion that comes from trying to put everything into words and mental concepts, we give ourselves permission to just stop. We give ourselves permission to experience the reality itself." I think she's right. We have a lot of activity going on at the church. There's a lot of programs. There's a lot of classes. There's a lot of doing. But I often wonder how much is relationship, and not just talking or thinking or serving or listening to speakers or reading about something and so on. Are we abiding in Christ, or are we just pointing at the moon? So here's the great question. If one is simply doing stuff, and 10 is dynamic relationship, what number would you give your faith today? Let's pray. Oh God, we're seeking a dynamic and intimate relationship with you. We acknowledge it's not enough simply to do things for you. We desire to know you, to walk closely with you, to experience your presence in our everyday lives. God, help us to move beyond the routines and rituals of religion into a vibrant, living relationship with you. Open our hearts and minds to your word, and then let that word come alive in us. May our faith be more than just a set of beliefs, but a genuine personal connection with you, the living God. Teach us to listen for your voice, to recognize your guidance, to respond to your leading with joy and obedience. God, we pray for a heart of worship, not out of duty, but love and gratitude for the relationship we already have with you. Help us to worship in spirit and truth, offering our lives as living sacrifices. Help us to love as you love, to serve as you served, to be light in the world that reflects your glory. God, we want to be your hands and feet, not just going through the motions, but making a difference in the lives of others. Lord, draw us near to you and make your relationship dynamic, authentic, and transformative in us. Fill us with your spirit, that we may bear the fruit of the Spirit and live lives that honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1335. And in the meantime, as I preach each week, I long for those who hear the word to walk with the living word when they leave. I fear that a lot of us can have great opportunities that can enhance our walk, can, but not automatically will. Because if they don't, we're just pointing at the moon.